After decades of downsizing and closings, Minnesota's iron mines are working at a feverish pace. Behind the new demand for Minnesota ore is China's voracious appetite for steel. One idled mine has reopened under a new partnership with a Chinese steel company. Minnesota Public Radio's Bob Kelleher reports.
The sprawling open-pit mines begin just at the edge of Eveleth, Minnesota. The small town streets and yards end abruptly in a gray monochrome moonscape, a series of field-sized pits and artificially smooth hillsides. Oversized tractors, called shovels, claw away at the pit edges, swinging mouthfuls of red-gray rock over a waiting parade of dirty yellow mega dump trucks. You can hear the drone in town 24 hours a day, every day of the year. It's the sound of iron mining. In Eveleth, it's the sound of money. But a year ago, the shovels and trucks fell silent, the mine another victim of the shrinking U.S. steel industry. At the edge of town, Thunderbird Mine is spelled out boldly across the front of an industrial office building. Mining manager Craig Hartman recalls the final days of the company called FTAC.
It was a lot of long faces. Most people thought that we would be down for a long, long time, and everyone was prepared to start looking for new jobs.
Jobs that weren't likely to be found anywhere around here. Eveleth is a one-industry town in a one-industry part of the state called the Iron Range. Rock mined here is crushed, separated, and baked into marble-sized iron pellets. It feeds steel blast furnaces from Chicago to Cleveland. But America's blast furnaces were shutting down. And when LTV Steel Corporation went under 3 years ago, so went its Minnesota mine and 1,400 jobs. Last year, it was EVTAC and another 400 workers. And then the China boom happened. Last fall, Ohio-based Cleveland Cliffs Corporation struck a partnership with China steelmaker Lei Wu to bring the Eveleth mine back to life as United Taconite. For the first time in memory, North American iron pellets began heading to China. It's turned Eveleth around, Hartman says, from the corner store downtown to the Ford dealer on the four-lane highway.
The retailers in the area, big improvement in mood as soon as the announcement was made that we were going to be starting up. And people were able to start spending money again.
You can find Joe Sterlicher most mornings in the steelworker's office downtown. It's a two-room office, but a one-man operation. By morning, he's president of Local 6860. In the afternoon, he's a miner. Sterlicher says the turnaround was completely unexpected.
Someone would have told me a year and a half ago that we would be shipping North American iron ore to China. I would have said they're nuts. It would never happen. Just cost prohibitive.
But it's happening. China's economy grew 9% last year. Tony Barrett is an economist with the College of St. Scholastica in Duluth, Minnesota. Barrett says the Chinese government is on a building binge.
So there's a high level of built-in government spending that's going to take place, regardless of what's happening cyclically to the rest of their economy. So I think for steel, you're looking at a fairly solid prospect of continued prosperity through the rest of this decade.
And China is devouring other metals like platinum and palladium, copper and nickel, metals found in Minnesota but in small quantities and in very hard rock. Vancouver-based Polymet Mining Corporation is planning the state's first commercial-scale non-ferrous metals mine, adding another 400 jobs. It looks like good times on Minnesota's Iron Range, though some rangers remain skeptical. It's always been boom and bust here. And in downtown Eveleth, Linda Welsh has seen both. There's a fresh delivery of refrigerators on the sidewalk in front of Keenan's appliance store.
Our economy is so based on what's going on in the rest of the world. Yeah, you can have good times for a year or two or maybe even 10, but you know that the hard times are going to hit again.
Welsh will sell the refrigerators while she can. On Minnesota's Iron Range, residents try to ride the booms and survive the bus. For NPR News, I'm Bob Kelleher.